This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Dutch Bill Creek is just one small tributary spilling down through the West County Hills, but it is in many ways representative of the many other small waterways that flow through the region, which is why the Sebastopol-based Community Clean Water Institute has been carefully monitoring the creek's water quality over the past year.
We mostly test for biological parameters like dissolved oxygen, turbidity, pH, nutrients. We do temperature, bacteria sometimes.
Terrence Fleming, program coordinator for the Institute, says they regularly share their data with regulatory agencies, such as the Regional Water Quality Control Board and even the EPA. They are focusing on Dutch Bill Creek because of its known history of pollution problems.
There's just been public concern about turbidity levels, sediment levels, and bacteria levels in Dutch Bill Creek.
During the recent rains, Fleming says they took more and more frequent measurements. As expected, they found a surge in the coliform and E. coli bacteria counts.
During the first rains, the first flush, the bacteria tests we did had really high results. They've been going down, but that's usually what happens. That first rain, just all that first stuff just getting flushed right into the stream, so it's often higher. But it's good for agencies and the public to know the levels that they're at.
But counting the contaminants is one thing. Identifying their source, or sources, is quite another.
There are a lot of septic tanks along Dutch Bill Creek, because it's a very rural area, and so it could be from septic tanks, it could be runoff from rangeland with livestock, it could be waterfowl, it could be wild domesticated cats along the stream. I mean, it's probably a combination of all these. So that's why we're trying to narrow it down and figure out what are the major sources.
The Water Institute is also tracking another aspect of water quality, one that's more significant for the wildlife in the water itself, turbidity.
Turbidity is essentially the measure of suspended particles in the water. Oftentimes it's sediment caused by erosion, and if there's high turbidity readings, it can show that surrounding land use is not being managed well, and there's just a lot of stuff going on that's causing erosion and degradation of the landscape. It can cause bank failure, and high sediment levels can be very detrimental for fish.
Especially the severely endangered coho salmon. Which is one reason Fleming says that the water testing in Dutch Bill Creek is being conducted in coordination with the University of California's Coho Recovery Program.
It's to help them better understand conservation approaches, what kind of streams are appropriate for coho to live in for like replanting efforts, and to know what kind of streams that they can live in and under what conditions. The Coho Recovery Program is trying to obviously increase populations, but like putting the coho back into the streams. And so knowing what the water quality needs to be like for them to live there is really important.
With new equipment capable of taking hourly samples over a 24-hour interval, they are now compiling a more detailed profile of the stream's water quality than has been available before. But as noted at the outset, this is just one of dozens of small tributaries that the salmon in the Russian River once called home. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.